All right, so let's dive into Mazda's CX-6e, their upcoming electric SUV. This one's already generating a lot of buzz, mainly because it's built on the same platform as the Deepal S07. And if you're wondering, yes, that's already on sale in Australia. Pretty cool, right?
Right. And, you know, I was reading about how this same platform also supports the 6e sedan. It feels like Mazda's knitting a whole family of EVs now, kind of like when they introduced the first rotary engines. Makes you wonder if they're aiming for the same legacy, doesn't it?
Exactly. Now, the CX-6e is expected to hit the market by 2027, which aligns with Mazda's push toward meeting those new vehicle efficiency standards. If they pull this off, it'll be their answer to competition like the Tesla Model Y and the Kia EV5.
Ah, the Tesla Model Y. I bet everyone listening is thinking the same. How does Mazda plan to stack up? That's got me wondering too. I mean, I get the appeal of a sleek Tesla, but Mazda, they've got soul, you know?
Well, part of their strategy lies in giving options with their battery tech. The 68.8 kilowatt battery offers an expected range of around 479 kilometers. And for those looking for more range, there's the nickel cobalt manganese 80 kilowatt battery, pushing that number to 552 kilometers, though probably a bit less with an SUV shape.
Right, because the aerodynamics play a role. SUVs just don't cut through the air as cleanly. You remember the first time you took out a full-size SUV on a windy day? It's like wrestling a beach umbrella.
Ha, exactly. But what's interesting is how this positions Mazda as a serious player. They're also addressing compliance with NHV standards here in Australia. It's not just about selling EVs, it's about making those EVs matter, especially in markets like ours.
Yeah, and let's not forget, Australia has been catching up on EV infrastructure. So by 2027, they're really putting themselves in the middle of this electrification boom. Timing's everything.
Now here's where Mazda really aims to stand out. Let's talk design. The CX-6e takes inspiration from their Arada concept, and it shows. Just look at the sleek, chiselled silhouette. This isn't another boxy SUV. It's all about that Kodo design language, where every line and curve feels intentional and bold, helping it make a lasting impression.
Purposeful, huh? It's like when you see an old Mazda RX-7 on the street. There's a flow to it, right? It's not just a car, it's art. I reckon the CX-6e is going to bring back that same kind of feeling, but in a modern, electric way.
Spot on. Now, what's cool here is Mazda's platform strategy. They've got the EPA1 platform, thanks to their partnership with Changan, which also underpins the Deepal SE07. But here's the thing. They might also use their SkyActiv EV scalable architecture down the line, especially for their fully in-house EVs.
Right. And, you know, hearing that, I'm just picturing the team at Mazda back in the day, tinkering and trying crazy things. Like my old man in his workshop, slapping a turbo on an ancient Mazda 323. Because why not, right?
Ha! Well, this time, it's not just why not, it's strategic. Using the EPA1 platform for now gives them a leg up, gets the CX-6e into the market faster. But the SkyActiv platform? That's where they'll really flex their tech muscles, showing us what Mazda can do solo.
And I love that approach. They're not rushing into things just to make headlines. They're building a foundation, like planting the roots of a tree. Strong, steady, and when the time's right, boom, a fully homegrown electric SUV. You can almost respect the patience, yeah?
Exactly. Plus, the historical tie-ins are important here too. Mazda's always integrated cutting-edge tech into their vehicles. Remember the early days of those rotary engines? Revolutionary then. And now they're looking to do it again, but with EVs instead.
Ah, the rotary days. They were daring, weren't they? And honestly, the thought of that same daring spirit pushing the CX-6e forward, it's exciting. I mean, when was the last time an EV made you feel connected to driving?
That connection, Brody, is exactly what Mazda's banking on. They know driving isn't just about getting from point A to point B, it's about enjoying the ride. And with the CX-6e, they're setting the stage to deliver that driver-first experience in an EV. So, with all this talk about connection and a driver-first experience, let's see how the CX-6e stacks up against the competition. We've got heavy hitters like the Tesla Model Y, the Kia EV5, and even the BYD Celeon 7, each bringing their own strengths to the table. But this is where Mazda's approach really shines. They're not just about specs or range. They're about creating EVs that feel, well, distinctly Mazda. You know? That connection to the journey and the joy of the drive. It's their signature.
Yeah, and that's a bold move, taking on the likes of Tesla and Kia in a segment that's already so packed. I mean, let's face it, Tesla's practically the Apple of the EV world, right? Everyone wants one, but not just anyone can match their tech. Still, Mazda's got something Tesla doesn't, personality. A soul, if you will.
True, and personality matters. But numbers do too. Pricing-wise, if they stick to something close to the Deepal SE07's entry point, just under that 54kW mark, they'll make a solid dent in this space, offering choice with battery sizes like 68.8kW and 80kW also helps, since not everyone needs or wants a fancy long-range model.
Right, and it seems smart too, like not trying to overshoot the market by going super premium. Australians do love value, especially when it comes to something as new as EVs. You reckon they'll hit that sweet spot for us average Joes? Or is Mazda aiming for the higher-end eco-warrior crowd?
I think they'll strike a balance. They'll likely aim the CX-6e at younger, tech-savvy buyers and families looking to switch to EVs without sacrificing style or quality. Plus, there's Mazda's reputation for delivering reliable, well-crafted vehicles. That's going to win them trust as buyers step into the EV world.
Yeah, and speaking of trust, I love how they're timing this with Australia's EV infrastructure upgrades. Makes a massive difference, doesn't it? Like, 5 years ago, you'd be sweating bullets over charging stations. But now, you've got places popping up everywhere. It's not perfect, but it's getting there.
Exactly. By 2027, we're looking at an Australia that should be leaps ahead. More charges, more incentives. And for Mazda, launching the CX-6e here could mark a turning point in how the market views them. They're not just pushing hybrids anymore. They're all in on electrics for the long haul.
Well, I kind of love the vision, honestly. It's like watching your favorite underdog team defy expectations. Here's Mazda saying, yeah, we're not Tesla, but we're going to give you something just as exciting, maybe even better in its own way. And for Aussie buyers, that's got to feel good.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And while competition's fierce, it's good for everyone. Forces brands to innovate, and we as consumers get better options. So with CX-6e, Australia's EV future is looking brighter, and Mazda's clearly staking its claim.
No doubt about it. And on that note, Samantha, I think we've covered a fair bit today. Designs, platforms, competition, what comes next. It's exciting times ahead for Aussie EV lovers.
Absolutely is. All right, folks, that's all for today on the Aussie Car Brief. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.